With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. There is a breakthrough in the Charlie Kirk assassination investigation. Referring to the suspect who was being sought, President Trump says,
with a high degree of certainty, we have him.
Right now, in custody.
Okay? In custody, everyone did a great job. We worked with the local police, the governor, everybody did a great job.
President Trump on the Fox News channel a short time ago, federal and state investigators in Utah have been appealing for the public's help in finding the person who fatally shot Charlie Kirk at a public event at Utah Valley University on Wednesday. Henry Dells, who asked Charlie a question shortly before he was shot, says that a lack of visible security left him feeling uneasy right from the start.
I thought it was very, very weird when I showed up to the campus. There was no security at all. I have a weird feeling that if something did happen, he would be in a very vulnerable position.
And once again, the president suggesting that now the suspect, who was captured on video and in still photos, is now in custody. In a case that has strained U.S. South Korea relations, those South Korean Hyundai workers detained for days in Georgia have now returned home.
TV footage showed the charter plane landing at Incheon International Airport on Friday and workers filing through arrivals. They're among about 475 people detained during the September 4 immigration raid at a battery factory under construction on the campus of Hyundai's sprawling auto plant west of Savannah.
And that's correspondent Charles Della Desma. Next stop for the National Guard, Memphis. The president says he will deploy Guard troops to combat crime in the Tennessee city. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures down 113. This is SRN News. A prayer ban is under consideration in Canada.
Lawmakers in Quebec are working on legislation that would bar citizens from offering prayers in any public space. The bill is a response to complaints about Muslims praying in public, but clergymen of many different faiths are condemning it. Montreal's Catholic Archbishop Christian Lapin says the measure, quote, raises serious concerns about respect for fundamental freedoms in a democratic society. It's not clear when a vote might take place. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton's office says one of the first doctors accused of illegally providing so-called gender-affirming care to children did not break the law. This comes nearly a year after a state lawsuit accused the physician of falsifying medical records and violating a Texas ban on sex change operations for kids that took effect in 2023. More than two dozen states have prohibitions on such procedures for transgender youth. This is SRN News. President Trump's 9/11 tribute culminated last night with a visit to New York's Yankee Stadium, where Mr. Trump was greeted by an enthusiastic crowd of well-wishers, and the home team won the game.
President Donald Trump attended the New York Yankees' victory over the Detroit Tigers in the Bronx. The visit marks the 24th anniversary of the September 11th attacks. Trump, who was born in Queens, greeted players before the game and predicted a Yankees win, recalling past games with late owner George Steinbrenner.
We won every time I came. Every time we came.
New York slugger Aaron Judge homered twice in the game, including his 361st homer to tie Joe DiMaggio for fourth place on the team's all-time home runs list after recently passing Yogi Berra.
Two legends, greats in the game, great all-time Yankees.
I'm Geffen Coolball.
NASDAQ futures up 11 points. More details, SRNnews.com.